Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, countertop, paint, home decor, and locally made gifts. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. And right now, through September, you can get 35% off Graber roller, solar, pleated, and cellular shades, plus a free cordless lift upgrade. So come see us at 108 South Main or call us at 684-4673.
It's the start of the Big Northeast Washington Fair. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. And we've got a lot of things going on today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday here in Colville. We're going to be talking about quite a number of different events. But, you know, with the fair going on, there's a good possibility a lot of you are going to be taking pictures. Well, recently we aired a report about a local award-winning photographer, Joni Christian. She recently won a number of categories in a photo contest. Well, it's a busy time for people with the fair and farm jam coming up, other seasonal events happening. So we asked Joni for some tips in capturing the memories with our phone cameras and things like that. Here's what she had to say.
I'm Joni Christian. I live here in the Colville area, and I've lived here most of my life for several decades, and I am a wildlife and nature photographer. I think that iPhones take surprisingly good photos. They're limited in terms of your ability to enlarge them and have the quality stay. But one of the things I love about iPhone photos is that they do a really good job of balancing the lighting and having everything in the photo in focus, as opposed to using the digital camera that I do. If I'm taking a photo, I have to have all the settings a certain way in order to have the whole picture in focus, like if I'm doing a landscape or something like that. So I think the main thing with any kind of photography, whether it be a digital camera or whether it be a phone camera, is learning to frame your composition in a way that you're going to be happy with it. Because I think you can print iPhone photos at a smaller size and still have them look really good. So the key is always taking a good photo to start with, composition and lighting and framing your subject and all of that. And I would recommend either finding a book or something like that to help you learn how to frame things. For instance, if you're trying to photograph a subject, most people don't realize that if you just step a few inches away, you can dramatically change the lighting that hits a subject in a way that would make your image completely different. It's sometimes just inches. If you are taking a picture of a person or of an animal, for instance, be aware of what's around it. Are there telephone poles? Is there distracting things that you can move slightly and take out of the photo? Sometimes you can't, you know, when I end up with a street sign or something. And so you can't always remove things by changing position, especially when you're shooting wildlife and you only have a few seconds before they're gone. And practice. Take a picture of a subject and do a 360-degree turn of it. See how the lighting affects each angle that you take a photograph from. See how changing your position changes the background. If people just kind of focus on those really small things, I think they can really improve their photography, even with an iPhone. And as the iPhones get better, the cameras get better and the quality of the images gets better as well too. So there's a lot of things that an iPhone can do that are really cool, actually, you know, the slow-mo and the panoramic images and things like that. It's pretty fun. This is an amazing area, and I just encourage everyone to get out and explore it.
Well, hopefully with all the events that are going to be going on, you'll get some great photos really pretty easy using your phone.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Today is the first day of the Northeast Washington Fair, and a big part of the fair is all about the kids. Youth livestock judging, it's an important factor for the fat stock sale. Today we learn more about the youth livestock.
My name is Sarah Darniel, and I am the superintendent for the livestock judging for the Northeast Washington Fair, and I'm on the fair board as well. The livestock judging, it's neat because it's teaching the kids how to pick their animals, why to pick a certain animal, what the goal is to raise them out at for when they sell them. And it teaches them a lot of different things on what the packer's looking for. So once it goes to butcher, and teach them their confirmation on the animal and what to look for. And it teaches them on different animals as well. So it might not be an animal they normally show, because they do beef, they do swine, sheep, market goats, and dairy cows. And so they get to learn it about a lot of different animals. So if they end up changing an animal from year to year, they kind of have an idea of what to look for. Essentially, it's the structure of the animal, how it's built from the bone structure to the muscle, essentially how it's going to hang the carcass itself. So that's what the goal is. And so there's certain things, depending on the type of animal, how they want that build. So like the sheep, the Olympic kids actually go up and feel them, and the goats. They can get up there and touch them and feel the muscle structure and the bone structure. And so each animal is different. You know, like a cow, they want them long and square. They want them proportional, so it's not just heavy in the back end versus the front end, things like that. Sometimes how the judge will place them isn't necessarily how they end up butchering out. Like my daughter 1 year was the only one that actually got a low blue, but ended up being the top one that was actually butchered. So, and it's neat for them to show them the inside and what the butcher's looking for and what the person at the grocery store wants to buy. You know, how much marbling and stuff is in the meat, which is the fat and things like that. It's really neat for the kids to see that. Sometimes animals can butcher out a lot better than they might look to the eye. They all kind of get together and they go around in a big group, and they're not supposed to talk during it. They can talk after the judge has told them how they placed them. And so it's just kind of fun for them, and then they get to learn at the same time. Round robin is actually the top showman. So when they do fitting and showing for each of the animals, they do take the top showman, so overall beef showman, overall swine, sheep, goat, etc. And then those people compete against each other on Friday night to see who's the top showman of the fair. It's a good thing if the community is there to stop and see. If you have a kid that might be interested in eventually showing, come and watch the livestock judging. Listen to the judge explain to what to look for. So if you are going out there and looking for an animal the next year, you have an idea of what to look for, because that's what they kind of explain to these kids, showing them what's ideal and what's not ideal. They also do it breeding class within that livestock judging as well. So if you're going to go into the breeding of the animals, they teach you of what to look for. That's what the livestock judging, the regular showing, I think for the most part, it's Thursdays and Fridays, and they're going to be showing all day long. It's a lot of fun to watch them. These kids have worked really hard all year. You're going to see a big group of kids just running in a pack kind of through the fair when it comes to livestock judging. If you've got a kid curious and wants to learn something about the animals and wants to see the kids, how they prepare and how they know what to do, come on down and watch the livestock judging, and then come watch the kids show. It's a good opportunity for kids. We've had a lot of kids that have came and watched in years past and then ended up joining a club and ended up showing the next year.
You can go down to the fairgrounds today, watch all day. Big part of the youth livestock happens on Friday, tomorrow, and then the big fat stock sale, that comes up Saturday afternoon. That'll be at 3 o'clock.
Colville Together, a Main Street program, invites you to the 3rd, 4th Friday on August 25th. This is a family-friendly evening that includes vendors along Main and Astor, an art walk from 3 to 5 p.m., kids' crafts in the library from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and a live concert featuring Country Shuffle, starting at 5 p.m. in Heritage Court. Thank you to the Vinson Fund for sponsoring the live concert. Plus, on Thursday, August 31st, enjoy Devin Wade at 6 p.m. in Heritage Court. Brought to you by Farm Jam. Don't miss all the fun this summer in Heritage Court. Come join us downtown for fun family events.
Yesterday morning, about 1 a.m., Spokane police officers on patrol came on a large fire behind a billboard, the Sprague and Brown area. The Spokane Fire Department responded, extinguished the fire, soaked the surrounding hillside. The fire hadn't spread up the hillside yet, but did pose a threat to railroad traffic and the surrounding downtown area. Witnesses observed a man state his intention to have a fire, and then he lit one for those gathered at the spot to share the heat. An adult male was arrested, second-degree reckless burning. It was 2 days earlier that another fire began at a site where homeless people were gathered. That prompted a level 2 evacuation on West Thorpe Road, US 195 of South Spokane. Fire officials determined that fire originated from an illegal transient camp. The investigation into who was responsible for that fire is continuing. Well, with the dry weather we've had, and we had a couple days of some rain, but it's very quickly going to dry out again. The police want to remind everyone the danger posed when lighting fires, particularly during the hot months. We've seen a lot of fire activity the last couple weeks. You want to report any suspicious activity and keep in mind, don't be lighting any fires.
Those little emergency shutoff valves under your sink, the ones you probably have trouble getting to because of soap, window cleaner, and dog shampoo hiding them? And can you even turn them off if you need to? Fogle Pump & Supply has the new quarter-turn valves that use a brass ball seal and not a crusty washer. In fact, Fogle Pump & Supply has all the modern plumbing supplies you need in plastic, iron, copper, PEX, and more. Stop by and check them out at their North Highway location. Fogle Pump & Supply, the water professionals.
The Mariners open a 3-game schedule at home in Seattle against the Kansas City Royals. They're coming into this game. Well, it's a big, long winning streak for Seattle. Let's see that winning streak continue. Kansas City and the Mariners tonight. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Benny's Colville Inn, 915 South Main. Benny's offers 105 rooms, various sizes and accommodations. Plus, who can forget the pool at Benny's? It's open to the public. Call 509-684-2517. Make your reservation today at Benny's Colville Inn. Still some hazy skies today, but the high temperature around 81. Wind should be fairly calm. Mostly clear tonight, 46 for a low. We'll have some clouds on Friday, 85 for a high. Lots of sunshine Saturday, 90 degrees. Sunny and 93 Sunday. Sunny and 96 on Monday. We're going to drop down to 90 on Tuesday. And then, well, we're really going to drop down. A good chance of rain on Wednesday next week, 75 for the high. Have a good time at the Northeast Washington Fair. It opens today here in Colville. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
It might be troubling, but the way I see it, 200 years from now, there's no Lifetime movies for women anymore. No cute shoes and no essential oils. Nothing is infused with anything 200 years from now.
Oh, no.
Nothing is moisture wicking anymore either, because the whole place finally just dried up. In 200 years, Joe Biden is still president.
What?
Even free delivery has been replaced by go get it yourself, which it turns out took care of a lot of other problems. The wedding dress market has collapsed altogether once the 5-second rule was adopted. And church? Well, that's now an injectable that everybody gets once. What's left of football is all metric, with third down and 2.3 meters to go until lights out. And what a relief. In 200 years from now, fireflies have come back, along with mud pies and unfiltered water.
Ew, what's that stuff in the water?
Equal finally happened. Now it's everywhere, and it's right about 90 pounds for everybody. But hey, it's equal, so there's comfort in that. Artificial intelligence finally worked, which led to artificial everything else. So success all the way around. Yay for artificial. This is your Uncle Otis, and I'll see you at the Peace March.